Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, 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 Abby Sunday gang. Welcome, of course, to yet another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Of course, there's only one place to start, and that's at Anfield. As Liverpool's search for the quadruple took a major blow. Sorry, that's unprofessional, mate. Drawing at home to Spurs. Here's the reaction of the Liverpool boss, Jurgen Klopp, Spurs manager Antonio Conte, and the former England striker Gabby Agbonlahor.
As Liverpool swing a corner into the box, it gets headed clear and the full-time whistle goes. And I guess this is a result that doesn't really help either side. Liverpool do go back to the top of the Premier League, but only on goal difference, with, of course, Manchester City now having a game in hand. And for Spurs, it's a missed opportunity to jump back into fourth place and the Champions League positions.
It is an important point, because 1 point more than before the game. So that's how it is. But we all know the situation.
On one end, I think we have to be satisfied, because it's not simple, it's not easy to play in this moment against an amazing team.
If you ask me, my favorite situation, it just stays like this, with the same points, City and us, we lose all the rest of the games in the Premier League and it stays like this. So it was great, but we all know it will not happen.
I think that they are deserving everything. They are reaching in this season.
I would love to sit here and say yes, City will drop points. The only problem is I can't see it.
We have to be a bit disappointed, and I have seen in the eyes of my players at the end of the game a bit of disappointment, because we had the chances to win the game.
We have a point more than before. It's good. And from the situation we were in when we were 1-0 down, it's massively better, to be honest. The goal counts, really. But was not exactly what we wanted.
In November, not many people could believe Tottenham can fight until the end for that, a place in Champions League. Now we are stay in the race and we are deserving this.
I'm sorry, I'm the wrong person for that. I don't like this kind of football. But that's my personal problem.
It's impossible, I think, to imagine that next season you are going to win the title, because I'm realistic, no?
The only chance we have that something goes our way is to win now all the football games we play.
It's still going to be tough, though, because I've just looked at Man City's fixtures. Newcastle at home, I fancy them to win tomorrow, but Wolves away, Wolves have still got something to fight for. After that, West Ham away, they're not in the Europa League now. They can play their best side to try and get into Europe as well. And last game of the season, Steven Gerrard's Aston Villa.
Liverpool thought they could maybe get a winner from there, but it wasn't to be. And ultimately for them, it is 2 points dropped in the title race. Full time at Anfield. Liverpool 1, Tottenham Hotspur 1.
Now, moving on to the rest of today's action. And Manchester United were just about pipped. Actually, it was a tough game at the Amex. They lost to Brighton.
What was the score?
Well, the score's irrelevant. You don't need... No, go on, just say the score. Well, there's no need, is it? I mean, everyone knows that they got 3 points. That's the...
Yeah, but they got more goals than points.
Yeah. They scored 4 against Man United, meaning they will record their lowest ever points tally in the Premier League era. Whilst Watford were relegated to the Championship after a 1-0 defeat to Crystal Palace. Just a really bad day all round if you're a Watford or Man United fan. Anyway, here's the fallout and reaction to those games on game day. Your verdict.
Manchester United are going to end with their fewest points in Premier League history. Brighton become the latest beneficiaries of Manchester United's travel sickness.
We can only apologise to our supporters for this performance. It was just not good enough from start to finish.
This is not just not Manchester United. This is a mid-table team.
They need 15 new players. Not one of them players in that team will Ten Hag look at from today's performance and want to play next season.
It's another lethargic Manchester United display. They offered absolutely nothing. They were abject. They were dreadful. They were abysmal.
After being 3 or 4 nil down, it was about making sure that the result doesn't get even worse, and that's why I decided to play with a back three for the last 20 minutes.
Erik ten Hag is checking his contract to see if the ink is dry. He's trying to get a rubber out and saying, I'm not quite sure I can turn this around. This is going to take years to actually get into, certainly to challenge for a title again.
They were not bothered, no passion to play for Manchester United. And I know we don't like using the term, they're on the beach, but they look like there was.
It's embarrassing, really. I don't really know what to say about it.
For the last 5 games, we've lost away from home. Conceded 16, scored 2 goals. We are an absolute disgrace of the football club. There was 11 mugs on that pitch today.
Manchester United should never be losing 4-0 to Brighton. And today, they let the club down, the fans are singing, you're not fit to wear the shirt. All of them were poor today.
They don't care, there's no effort, there's no desire.
You need at least a couple of players that want to be there. It's like nobody wants to be there. Like, what do you do?
Oh, give them a Talksport mug, because that's what they are. They treat the fans like they don't care.
A lot of them players today were not professional. And you can blame the manager to a certain degree, tactics, this and that, getting the players up for games. But look how many international stars are on that pitch today.
We're not fit to wear the shirt. You should never wear the shirt again, most of them. And I'm glad most of them are going at the end of the season and we can get rid of our dead wood.
Yeah, as I said, after being 1-0 down and then early in the second half, 2-3-0 down, it was difficult to close all those gaps.
We've been battered off Brighton. We're going to be struggling for the next 10 years.
He doesn't want to come out and hammer players, does he? But if he was being honest there, you know, I think he could have hammered every single player. I mean, that was shocking.
The Manchester United that we have all known are very much dead. Brighton 4, Manchester United 0.
That's having in the change room, releasing stories. It's an absolute disgrace and should be ashamed of ourselves.
Manchester United today, honestly, disgraceful.
Full-time, Crystal Palace 1, Watford 0. Watford have been relegated from the Premier League. Another dismal top-flight season will end with them returning to the Championship.
We were relegated last week. I mean, I don't quite understand why the mass media continue to suggest that it's only today we're relegated.
Relegated, went out with a whimper, really, showed ill discipline, never really at the races within the game. The scoreline of 1-0 didn't reflect in any way the dominance of Palace.
When we lost the last game, we're 12 points behind two or three teams and with a much inferior goal difference. Even the greatest optimist in the world would have suggested, well, that's probably it as far as we're concerned.
Yeah, the Pozzo family said they want stability. A little bit of advice, stop sacking your managers.
This team can make rebound. I think we've shown that plenty of times over the last few games, even when results haven't gone our way. I think we've shown that there's plenty there against Premier League opposition to give us the belief that if they continue to do and play matches like the one we played today, then, you know, we'll have a chance of bouncing straight back in. I really hope they do.
They need to find the manager and support him and move forward. Will they come back? They've done it before, Alfie, but it's not as straightforward as it seems.
He's headed down the tunnel with his side relegated from the Premier League. The full-time score, Crystal Palace 1, Watford 0.
I think Jurgen Klopp would have struggled. I really do to have kept Watford up. But yeah, listen, he's been a really, really top manager, Roy Hodgson, and I think he deserves respect despite what's happened here.
Elsewhere, Chelsea have confirmed a consortium led by the LA Dodgers co-owner Todd Boehly has agreed to buy the club for $4.25 billion. Here's the take of the Chelsea boss Thomas Tickle Tuchel and the former Chelsea striker big Tony Cascarino, and on top of that, the Daily Mail's Rod Draper.
It does not change much for us because the sanctions are not lifted and the season will anyway go on.
You think Roman paid, what, 130, 140 million in total for Chelsea? Is it so ridiculous to say in 20 years' time this club will be sold for 15 billion, 20 billion. Is it that ridiculous to say that?
They do absolutely get that you have to buy top players to drive excitement. They will be run much more like Liverpool.
I just think it was a coincidence of timing. I don't think it was any deliberate ploy on their part to go, we'll release it at this time because it suits the American market.
The plan is not to lose £35 million a year, which is pretty much how Abramovich should run Chelsea, right up to limited financial fair play rules. But they do know that they have to invest.
They have become the biggest club in London, as in success that we've seen certainly in the last decade.
I find the whole episode very, very depressing because of what it did to British football with the amount of money that just sort of flowed in and none of it went to fans or grassroots or anything. Just everything went to players and to other Premier League clubs, and it bumped up wages.
I mean, Chelsea Football Club, I laugh at because the team I played for in 92 to 94, by the time it got to 96, was changing dramatically. By the time Roman got there, it was a completely different club from the club I played for. Mm. And now I could say, well, the club that Roman had, well, it will probably be a completely different club again. It has been on the upward spiral as a football club.
Everyone wants this deal to happen. Chelsea want it to happen. Abramovich wants it to happen. The government want it to happen. Premier League wanted to happen. The Premier League have cleared it. So I think we are there.
I think the club will be in great position. And there are going to be issues. Rudiger going and maybe one or two others. There's going to be issues along the way, but nothing they can't deal with.
Yeah, of course, we are positive about it, but we need the process to finish. Otherwise, it does not change so much for us on a daily routine.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle, and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Moving on now to the Championship, and it'll be Sheffield United against Nottingham Forest and Luton Town against Huddersfield in the playoffs, following a dramatic final day of the season. Here's all the fallout from yesterday's game with every twist and turn live across the TalkSport network. There were no twists or turns, just football matches.
And there is the final whistle. Jeremy Simpson blows time and Luton Town have beaten Reading by a goal to nil and they secure their place in the playoffs.
So proud of the Hull Football Club, not just the players, but the fans, the staff, ground staff. Not me, every single one so proud because we've all had to come together because together we've been stronger.
They may have the smallest budget in the Championship, but they've showed again today they have the biggest hearts. They can smell the paradise of the Premier League and it's just three playoff games away.
This was always, you know, something we aspired to do and we went after it from day one with recruitment, with the athleticism we've had. And I think we've been well worth our playing.
Today was one of the biggest days in the last 30 years for Luton Town. You would say there's potentially three more bigger days still to come.
It's fantastic, you know, it's wonderful. And it's a credit to everyone because it's a process, it's a journey, it's an evolution.
Full time here at a bouncing Kenilworth Road. It's finished Luton Town 1, Reading 0, and they're in the playoffs.
They finished 6th in the Championship. With what we have, the budget, the resources and everything, it's quite phenomenal. We won't play that down in any way, shape or form. We haven't finished yet, But we will not play that down because it is quite simply a wonderful achievement.
Yeah, it's finished down Huddersfield Town 2, Bristol City 0. So the Terriers end the season by making it 4 wins in a row and 6 from 7 since returning from March's international break.
My first target was to keep the team in the Championship because it's true that the previous two seasons this club has suffered a lot.
The story here is all about Carlos Carberon's side. They end the campaign with a 13th home win. They've only lost once at the John Smiths this calendar year.
Now we need to protect ourselves, prepare ourselves in the best way, use our best behaviours to defend well, use our best behaviours to attack well, adapt to the circumstances of the next two games that we are going to play.
And that's a remarkable story, Dan, given, let's not forget, that they ended last season in 20th. They only escaped relegation by 6 points. It means with that late drama, they will travel to take on Luton, as you rightly point out.
It's going to be really tough, and it's going to be different on the season because always one playoff is something different and something special.
Brennan Johnson is about to take it for Nottingham Forest in front of 3,500 expectant fans, and he scored! Ended a four-game run without a goal to send Forest up into third position.
We come out of the game with some positives, ready to go into the playoffs now.
And in injury time, Forest may have clinched third spot. It's 1-0 to Forest.
League position, highest for a long time. Points, you know, tally, highest for a long time. You know, the stats better than me. And, you know, we go in now into the playoffs in a good place, in a great place, and we'll be looking forward to it.
Thrilling end. It's Hull 1, Forest 1.
It doesn't matter who you play. You've just got to back yourself. You've got to be yourself and take it as it comes, which is what we've done this season, really.
As Sheffield United go into the playoffs on the hottest form possible. Sheffield United 4, Fulham 0.
The win was what it was all about, to take any sort of doubt, if you like, and relying on any other results.
If they perform like this, they've got every chance of progressing to the final. They trounced the champions here today.
We've all had to contribute, and we've done that. So we have to celebrate getting this far and giving ourselves a chance. So, yeah, we'll celebrate tonight, and then we'll get going on Monday.
Bournemouth 1, Millwall 0, a brave effort from this pride of Lions, but ultimately in vain.
I think we've had a fabulous season. It's the most points we've had since we've been here. It's the most wins we've had since we've been here. You know, we've had a fabulous home record. There's so many highlights, I think.
And we end today with a ridiculous final day in League 2 as Bristol Rovers seal promotion back to League 1 on goals scored after beating Scunthorpe 7-0. That can't be the... Yeah, they did, 7-0. They needed to win and better Northampton's result by 5 goals to move into third, which of course they did, as I've just told you, they won 7-0. Anyway, here's manager Joey Barton and midfielder Glenn Whelan.
Bristol Rovers have not been in the promotion automatic places all season. This is the first time they'll be in those automatic places, and they've done it at exactly the right time. Earlier in the season, they were 17th in the league, but they have gone on a remarkable run right to the final whistle of the League Two season, and the fans charge onto the pitch as promotion is secured on goals scored.
I can't describe it. It's something that probably when I'm in my rocking chair, and I'll respond and I'll remember this favourably. You know, I'll have Weetabix probably dribbling down my chin, and I'll be thinking of the scenes at the Mem on this day.
We knew we had to put on a bit of a show and get a big score today, but to go out and do it, that was unbelievable. And on a day, it could have been, no disrespect to Scunthorpe, but it could have been 10, 11, I think, with the chances we created.
Same number of points as Northampton, same number of goal difference, but goals scored has seen Bristol Rovers promoted back to League One under Joey Barton.
You've covered us all year. You know, you've been part of this journey. You've lived the highs and the lows, and there's been some tough moments. But one thing that can't ever be questioned is the character of our team and our players. I could be here all day, lads, going on about them. They're a special group of people.
You look at these fans that's out here today for a League Two team. Now they deserve it. And what we've done since Christmas and the performance that we've put in has been great. So
Joey Barton has led this club back into the third tier of English football. Incredible scenes. Bristol Rovers 7, Scunthorpe 0.
Moments like that are just priceless, to see the fan base like that, to see the players, to see the emotion. For me, you cannot put a price on that.
I still think it's a little bit fake or something like that, but... To get a day like this at my age and where they are with the family and kids down here, now it's great, and it's something I'm going to cherish and I'm going to really enjoy, because these days don't come around too often, and it's been great today.
Well, that's it for another podcasty thing. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I say it every day, but genuinely, I just don't care. Make sure, though, something I do care about, you hit that subscribe button. I'm back tomorrow afternoon from 4 p.m. on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time. You don't usually do Mondays. Well, I've done a few of them, but I'm doing this one tomorrow. I am alongside the Crystal Palace legend that is Darren Ambrose. We'll, of course, be taking your calls on all the above. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast out first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.